You want to hear all about the Nextel Cup, IRL, and the Formula One scene? Well, go somewhere else. This one's for the local guys. Hi, everybody. Welcome to AnnouncerJoe.com. I'm Joe Wells. This is Let's Go Racing, the show about the Chicagoland short track scene for our local drivers, giving them the praise they deserve for doing their action every weekend, keeping us entertained, the backbone of the motorsports industry right here. Week one of our regular season coverage starts off with results from Grundy County. Their season started on Friday night. In the 30-lap late model feature, Eddie Hoffman brought home the win, followed by Dave Weltmeyer, Pat Kelly, Jerry Einhouse, and Mike White. The first heat race won by Doug Kimber. Eddie Hoffman grabbed the heat race win earlier as well. Heat race number two, the fast time was set by Tom Smith at Tinley Park with a 15-198 lap. In the 25-lap Mid-American Sportsman feature, Nick Odell grabbed the win, followed by Ron Williams, Jake Finney, Stacy Kelly, and John Sinercha for your top five. In the 10-lap heat race, Darrell Phillips took the win, followed by Stacy Kelly. Fast time was set by Jeremy Bloomberg with a 15-966 lap. In the 20-lap freestock feature, Rick Dawson took the win, followed by Ed St. Pierre. Ron Vandermeer took third place, followed by Ben Hoffman and Chris Sanda. Heat races won by Vandermeer. Also, Hoffman grabbed the second one. Ricky Baker took the fast time with a 17.702 lap on the third mile oval. The 12-lap four-cylinder feature won by Jason Claypool. Don Budkowski came across in second place. Enough name driver and guard 00 came in third. That's on the press release. Sorry about that, 00. We'll get you the credit next time. Call us on the name. We'll let you know about it. Tony Blowers took fourth place, followed by Chris Coppers. And the heat race was won by Chet Hartley, followed by Coppers for second place. Racing continues Friday at Grundy County Speedway. Hey, while we're at Grundy County, let's stick around and meet a driver. Tell me, who's on the AnnouncerJoe.com driver line?
Jeff Wilson, number 59 in the American at Grundy County Speedway.
Thanks a lot for joining us today, Jeff. How are you doing this weekend?
I'm pretty good.
You guys just started your season up there at Grundy County Speedway. This year, you're racing the Mid-American Sportsman Division. For our fans who aren't familiar with the cars, they're pretty popular throughout the Midwest. Tell us a little about the Mid-American Sportsman Division.
Yeah, just pretty much a perimeter chassis, 355 engine, and just 8-inch Hoosier tires, and a 5-star body. It's a pretty simple car. It's a great beginning division.
So it's a great division besides being a good simple car to set up with. They're pretty universal throughout the Midwest there. They're legal on a lot of different tracks.
Yeah, you can race up Madison, Slinger, Lake Geneva, Eliana. There's a lot of places you can race with these cars.
Right now we talked a bit getting ready for the interview about you're in your second year of Mid-American Sportsman Car history, second year of Mid-American Sportsman Car competition. Tell me a bit about your history. How did you get started in stock car racing?
Well, Dad's been racing ever since I was born. Jim Olson, he ran old sportsman cars, and then went to the mid-am division when they began that. And then he took a few years off, and we got into an enduro division, running the Midwest Enduro Series. And then in 2003, I competed for Rookie of the Year in the Midwest Enduro Series. I finished 10th in points and won Rookie of the Year. And then I decided after I graduated I was going to take a year off, and I ended up building the car for the 2005 season and ran a limited schedule, and this year I'm running for a championship.
You're pretty hot lefty goals this year for Grundy County. That's your entire plan this year, Grundy County? A couple special events throughout the season?
Yeah, I plan on running the May 13th Lynch GM special at Lake Geneva. It's $1,000 to win race, and I may travel up to Slinger at the end of the year here and there, but my main goal is to compete for a championship at Grundy County Speedway.
That'd be a good feather to put in the cap right there to take a championship away with you this season. You're talking about your goals for this season. What do you think we might be able to see you do in the future? What are your goals for auto racing?
Well, I plan on after this, it's either going to be this season or the next, I'd like to get into an ASA late model and run the traveling series. I really think that's the hot deal out right now. It's pretty simple and low cost. Great racing, so I do plan on running ASA late model and trying to move up from there.
Jeff, let me just ask you real quick, racing your father, what's it like being, say now a second generation driver? How's it help you throughout the entire way, and how's the family affair on the weekends?
It's great. It's pretty busy through the week around here. Me and Dad are pretty busy working on the cars, but whole family is very supportive. We have great big crews, and very nice having dad with some of the knowledge to really help me along the way. He helped me build this car from the ground up. We bought it from Brett Sontag, actually. And it was a Sontag chassis, and we built it the rest of the way, and it's just really, really been great having someone knowledgeable working with me the whole way.
It's a great way. A lot of help on building these cars and getting them going all the season long. With the help on the cars, tell me about some of the guys in your crew there, and tell me about some of the guys who helped sponsor the car every weekend on the track.
Yeah, I got a great pit crew. John Splasher, Brett Brown, Josh Lane, Jake Carter, Aaron Shelton. And this year we've really had some great sponsors jump on board. Custom Marina, Seneca, Illinois is my main sponsor. Then I have Advanced Race Cars by Brett Sontag, who helps me with a lot of my chassis setups. Riverside Chiropractic, Riverside River Ready Mix, Olson's Auto Wrecking, Bonnie Jean's Hair, and more. Jack and Lovey's Bar and Grill, which is a local bar here in Seneca. Then I also have Prairie Lakes Golf Course, which is out in Marseilles. A really great group of sponsors. We're really hoping to make them proud this year.
One last thing, Jeff. For our fans listening on the air right now at the Grundy County Speedway every Friday night, tell them what car to root for all season long.
And we're 59 Mid-American.
Jeff Olson, once again, thanks for showing up tonight on the Meet the Driver interview here on Let's Go Racing. And a word from our sponsor, AccordingToJerry.com. You check out the link on our main page, AccordingToJerry.com. This, what you're listening to right now, is a podcast, one of the new technologies here on the Internet about trading the information back and forth via on-demand audio programs. Jerry's got an on-demand video podcast. You got to check it out. It's pretty cool. I watched it myself a few days ago. On AccordingToJerry.com, Jerry Pine checks out consumer reviews and reports things for you, lets you know how different operations work, and shows you some other options. Right now, he's got a program on about how to use a certain computer program instead of buying a high-dollar, high-end, name-brand program. There's some freeware available on the Internet. He'll show you how to use it on his video tutorial. A great program. I checked out myself right there for a second. Check out his video program, and say thanks for supporting our program here on AnnouncerJoe.com. And once again, I want to thank our marketing partners. First of all, ShortTrackNews.com. Steve Bechtel running one of the probably most active chat boards around for auto racing. The best place to see all your news, ShortTrackNews.com, where you can jump on, chat about your race, and give your opinion about the local auto racing scene here in the Chicagoland area. Also, RaceStarPublications.com. Diva Rich helping us out all season long. I've been there about 10 years now running the program. One of the first places to get the show going on the Internet for local auto racers. Check out the free photo classifieds. You can check out what you're buying, see ahead of time on RaceStarPublications.com. Also, once again, to Steve Bechtel, RaceDriverCards.com. The big items of the year are the fan handouts. All the race driver cards, the baseball cards, the sponsor cards, all available at RaceDriverCards.com. Check them out and say thanks to Steve when you see him in the track for supporting our program here on AnnouncerJoe.com. Also, a special thanks to Chuck Gonzalez, track photographer at a couple places, Ileana Motor Speedway and Kankakee Valley Motor Speedway. You also see him throughout the Midwest hitting special shows around. Check out his website, cgphotos.net. Chuck supplies some great shots for our cover shots here on the Let's Go Racing program. And for the race line now this week, our Meet the Track segment, the feature of the Dells Motor Speedway. On the phone with us right now is Heather Helgeson. Heather, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
Thanks a lot for coming on the show with us today and to talk about Dells Motor Speedway with us right now. The program this year now, first of all, to sort of dispel some rumors, there's been some question about the track's operation. You guys are set to go this year, all ready to go, right?
We are actually going through with the full season this year, and it's looking to be one of our most successful seasons ever.
That's great. Nice to see the track sticking around because a lot of times, you know, in the area, the track's disappearing, and nice to see the Dells sticking around for this season at least and get some racing going for us. For the fans who are not familiar with the area, not familiar with the track, tell us a bit about where the Dells Motor Speedway is and a little bit about the track.
Well, the Dells Motor Speedway is actually located on Highway 12 and 16 off of Interstate 9094, exit 85. You just take a left at the stop sign and you'll find the track. And it's a third-mile asphalt track, and we do race every Saturday night.
With the Saturday shows there, what type of cars you race on the track?
We have super late models, limited late models, super stocks, pure stocks, bandits, and mini cup cars.
And that's every weekend, all those classes out every weekend?
They do rotate. This coming weekend, we are starting at 4 p.m., and we are having all divisions except for mini cups.
That's a great show right there. Throughout the season, there's some big shows of plan. What are the type of special events set this year for the Dells?
We do have our annual Midwest Championships. The end of June, beginning of July, usually it is around July 4th weekend. And then our season championships are in September with, we do have a lot of specials here and there throughout the season as well.
With the drivers out there, with some of the guys, the names you hear about there, who are some guys you should watch out for this year at the Dells Motor Speedway?
As usual, Jeff Kendall is one to watch. He's been the championship several times out at the track. Another one is Todd Stapleman. He's always passed out there. We do have also Kenny Richards. He's been our championship in the Super Stocks for several years, and he's going for the championship this year as well. I do want to mention our rates for the races. Last year they were at $12. They are back down to $10 this year for adults. And then children 12 and under are free, so it's very family-friendly.
That's great to show the prices right there, helping out the track and helping out the families as well. Tell me, Heather, when people want to get hold of the track, where they can find out about information about the Dells Motor Speedway?
They can find us at www.dellsmotorspeedway.com, or they can call us at 608-254-7822. Dells Motor Speedway.
Hey, let's get some more results from around the area. Grab out the stack of press releases here, see who did what where around the Chicagoland short track scene this week on AnnouncerJoes.com. Let's go racing. First of all, let's take a look at Ileana. Ileana Motor Speedway, due to inclement weather tonight, racing has been canceled. All right. Get rid of that one. Move on down the line. Rockford Speedway. Results for this week say Rockford. Rain tonight, racing canceled. All right. We can go to La Crosse next, where it was a rainout. Slinger, rain. All right. Yeah, this is going to go tonight. My first big show, and what happens? Rain, rain, go away. All our racing comes back for another day. Except, you know what? In Montville, Michigan, they're not afraid of a little wet track up. Let's check out how things went this week in Montville. Throughout the day, there was a light misting rain until later on in the night. The final two features of rain came down, but things continued on. John Miller became the first two-time feature winner in Division II Mini Thunder Cars. His results in sports stocks, Paul Scott won the heat race. The feature was won by Scott, followed by Ed Heiser, Zach Heiser, and Robert Hamlin for your top four. In the Mini Thunder Car division, the pursuit race was won by James Brooks. The Dash also won by Brooks. The Heat was won by Scott Hagman. Brooks won a third win for the night in the Heat race. The 12-lap feature won by Hagman, and the 15-lap feature won by John Miller. In the carts, the Dash won by Preston Craw. The Heat race won by Chris Lemming. Heat race number two by Jeff Hamilton. The 10-lap feature won by Roger Byler. The 15-lap feature won by Brad Burnley. Second place went to Dylan Dane. Third place was Smith. Fourth, Craw. And fifth was Pebbler. And checking out some dirt track action here. Most of our local tracks did rain out this last week. However, the UMP Series, United Midwestern Promoters Sanctioning Body, the most popular dirt track action in the U.S., has their national results and regional results available. First of all, with these tracks in our area alone, the Indiana-Illinois area, mostly on about 50 tracks available, all under the UMP sanction here in our local Chicagoland zone, actually. So we look at here, they keep track of points for all sorts of divisions, all sorts of series, national, state, and regional, for four different series of cars. Take a look at the late models. First of all, Randy Court leads the late model national points right now, 442 points. He's an Illinois driver, followed by Ed Dixon, Brad Looney, Michael Kluse, and Rusty Schlenk. That's your top five. Schlenk, a Michigan driver. Kluse is from Illinois. And Dixon and Looney, both from Missouri. Chad Zobrist, Mark Voigt, Mark Foss, Terry English, and Billy Foss right out your top 10. With Zobrist, Voigt, Foss, and Foss, all coming from Illinois, Kentucky is the hometown of Jerry English for home state action. The United Midwestern Promoters National Late Model Point Standings. Let's take a look at the modified national point standings. Tommy Seats Jr. leads away, another Illinois driver, followed by Bobby Martedoni. Another Illinois driver, Bobby Biddle in third. Brooke Strink and Lenhart. Right at your top five, Brian Blylong, Bobby Duderman, Tim Hancock, Brent Mullins, and Ryan Dreimeyer. Right on your top 10. Nine of the top 10 Illinois drivers as Brooke Strink, the lone Missouri driver. The ASA Late Model Southern Series saw their second show of the year this last weekend. The show was the Pepsi 100 presented by Ryan's Steakhouse at the Beach Bend, Kentucky Raceway Park in Bowling Green. The show was on Saturday night. A special congratulations goes to current Rookie of the Year points leader, Bo Miller picked up his first ever career ASA late model series win. He did it in a big battle over Jay Miller, the current points division leader for the Southern Series. Milburn settled for second place as 16-year-old James Buescher finished up a career-high third place overall. The ASA Late Model North Series kicks off their inaugural season this weekend at I-70 Missouri Speedway. The Midwest Diesel Performance 100 season opener kicks off the action on the wicked fast 0.543-mile high banks of the I-70 Speedway in Odessa, Missouri. They'll serve as the host of the first ever event in the ASA Late Model North Series, May 5th and 6th. For complete information, see the website asalatemodels.com. Well, that'll wrap things up for this week. Hopefully next time the weather will be kinder to us. We'll get more results, more names on the air. Members want to be featured in a driver interview or a track feature, give us a call, drop us a line on the email, or contact us through the contact us page. Until next time, I'm Joe Wells. Thanks for tuning in to the Let's Go Racing program here on AnnouncerJoe.com. Remember, be a fan, support the sport, see a show, get an autograph, say hi to a driver.